From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. After more than 2 weeks of demonstrations calling for Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak to step down, strikes have now erupted around the country. State workers walked off the job today calling for better pay, benefits, and working conditions. New York Times reporter Karim Fahim has more on the latest protests.
It's not clear whether they were in support of the movement. Labor leaders suggested that they were related to the movement in a way, that they sort of related to this generalized feeling in the country of economic injustice, and that the workers' strikes might have arisen sort of in that atmosphere. But a lot of the strikes seem to stem from sort of local grievances.
There were protests in Suez today. 8,000 workers also set up flaming barricades blocking a main road and a rail line to Cairo. Protests also continued in Cairo's Tahrir Square today. Egypt's foreign minister hit back in what he termed the U.S. government's efforts to impose American will on a loyal Mideast ally. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait appearing on the NewsHour on PBS to say rapid reforms in Egypt would be too risky. And he also took exception to a call from Vice President Joe Biden calling for immediate end to emergency law there.
For the Americans to come and say change is now, but already we are changing, or you start now, or we started last week, not now. So better understand the Egyptian sensitivities.
Since demonstrations began in Egypt last month, the U.S. has found itself in a difficult spot. The U.S. has stopped short of endorsing calls for Mubarak to step down immediately. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke faced tough questions on the central bank's monetary policy on Capitol Hill today. As NPR's John Itzty reports, the new chairman of the House Budget Committee, Republican Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, charged the Fed policy is inflationary.
Congressman Ryan argued that the Fed's injection of $600 billion into the economy through its second round of quantitative easing is fueling inflation. To make his point, Ryan read the headline from a morning newspaper.
You know, just take a look at today's Wall Street Journal. Inflation jitters spread through emerging markets.
But Bernanke said Fed policy is not to blame for that inflation. Rather, it's caused by higher demand for food and energy in emerging markets and crop failures in some parts of the world.
The bulk of the increase in commodity prices is a global phenomenon. In the United States, inflation is very, very low.
Currently about 1%, said Bernanke. And he said expectations for future inflation remain in check. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Applications for mortgages fell last week amid a sharp increase in rates. Rates on a 30-year fixed-rate loan reached their highest level in 10 months, moving above the 5% mark today. Blue-chip stocks held onto their 8-day winning streak, though just barely. Other indexes moved lower, partly in response to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's testimony today. The Dow was up 6 points. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. You're listening to NPR. Lawmakers in the House appear to have little appetite in terms of helping out cash-strapped states, at least those in the new Republican majority. At a hearing today on debt problems facing scores of states due to one of the worst recessions on record, GOP lawmakers seemed unfazed. Representative Patrick McHenry told the hearing the era of the bailout is over. And it wasn't just Republicans at that same hearing. Illinois Democrat Mike Quigley said states need to erase deficits and face up to their long-term obligations. It's no substitute for a priest, but a new app on your iPhone or iPad could make confession a bit easier. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has details.
For $1.99, you can download your app and prep yourself to meet the priest in a confessional. The app walks you through a so-called examination of conscience. Patrick Linen, the internet programmer who created the app, says unlike pamphlets at the back of the church, this technology tailors the confession to you.
A mother wouldn't get the same examination as like a teenager, and a teenager wouldn't get the same examination as like a Catholic priest. And so in a way, you could get a very sort of user-specific experience.
Some people find the questions a little intrusive, particularly the many queries about your sexual life, but others say this will motivate them to go see a priest. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Controversial plan by U2 guitarist The Edge to build a series of mansions on a ridgeline overlooking Malibu, California is now looking increasingly like a no-go. That's after a coastal development agency recommended officials there reject the idea. Proposal would call for the construction of 5 homes ranging in size from 12,000 to 7,000 square feet, designed to look like scattered leaves. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support